This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Everybody, what'd you do on President's Day? That's right. You lefties listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, Donald Trump is your president. Ha ha ha. And you know what else? Here's what's even better. Barack Obama is not. Yeah, you don't have to thank us now. You can thank us as your checks get bigger, as your 401ks grow, as you have safer neighborhoods, as your schools improve, as your life overall improves. You can thank us later, you intelligentsia, you people that believe you're so freaking smart. Don't worry. We're not going to rub it in your faces. Well, yeah, we kind of are. Oh, man, Joy Reid says she's had 2 years, two President's Days without a president. Yeah, she's upset with Donald Trump.
I've had two President's Days and I don't even have a president.
She's all upset because she says Donald Trump doesn't represent America that she... I don't know what values does she hold. Let me ask her this. Does Joy Reid like it when illegals come into our country, kill people, rape people, sell drugs, human traffic, etc.? Is that the country she wants? Does she want a nuclear Iran, a nuclear North Korea? This all we are saying is give peace a chance kind of woman? Huh? What does she want? Does she want good schools for black kids? Does she want black kids in school? Does she want Latino kids in school? What does she want? What exactly does Donald Trump represent? Oh, he grabbed a woman by this. What, in metrosexual Barack didn't? But Barack didn't grab some dude by the naughty bits? Look, I don't know what Barack Obama did in his personal life. I think the dude is bisexual. I do. I think Reggie Love was his, you know, they called him something man, like his wingman or something. Reggie Love was Barack Obama's lover. That's what I believe. But here's the thing. I don't care. People, when you say something like that, look at you trying to denigrate the press. I'm not. I don't care who Barack Obama wants to sleep with. I don't. I just find it odd that he doesn't want to admit it. And neither does anybody around him. I think Barack Obama loves Muslims more than he loves Christians. That's not a slam. I love Christians more than I love Muslims. I love anybody that's not trying to kill me, but I happen to love Christians because, you know what, we aren't going around committing jihad. But it doesn't mean I hate somebody else. I don't mind admitting that. I'm a Christian, and I don't believe that other religions are silly or anything like that. I think the Jews are amazing people. I tell people this all the time. To be Jewish, that is a group of people that have done things that I don't know that any other group of people in the world could do, coming back together and building their state of Israel. I'm impressed. I'm going to Jerusalem to hang out with the Jews. I don't believe in the religion. I don't practice it. It doesn't, you know, they don't practice mine. So, you know, this idea that we hate, you know, that's ridiculous. I don't hate illegal immigrants. I hate when they come to our country and take our resources and certainly do it ahead of legals and then take the money and the things that we're trying to do to save for our citizens. We got a lot of people to take care of before I start worrying about how many people Mexico wants to send over. I was talking to a guy the other day. He's trying to, you know, what do you believe? You know, what do you not like? Is there anything that you liked as a Republican and didn't like as a Democrat? I mean, from the Democrats and didn't like from the Republicans? Like, trying to get me all twisted up. I'm like, let me explain something to you, broski. I don't care whose legislation or whatever you want to look at. I don't care about a person's political persuasion. What I care about is do their policies. I get it out. Do their policies do something good for the country or not? That's all I care about. I don't look at it as, oh, it can't be good if a Republican didn't do it. See, that's what the Democrats do. You can tell them, oh, what do you think about illegal immigration? Because Donald Trump is for illegal immigration. And, oh, if Donald Trump's for illegal immigration, I'm for illegal immigration. You don't see those videos being made by us. or about us, conservatives. Because if Donald Trump were for illegal immigration, I would be against Donald Trump, period. These people, they have no core. You give them a Donald Trump policy, put Barack Obama's name on it, they're all for it. And then when you tell them, well, that was Barack Obama's policy, which we played a video of that, audio of a guy doing that, I don't know, about a month ago. And these people were mad. They wanted him kicked off of campus. One guy threatened to beat his butt. I would love to be doing one of those interviews. And I say, so, you know, what do you think about this policy? You know, I hate that policy because it was Donald Trump's policy. I go, that was Barack Obama. Man, that's sad. You should be doing that stuff. I ought to whoop your butt. I would put the microphone down and say, you know what? I've been dying for this chance. One of you guys, I knew somebody was going to finally mess up and say, you wish you could kick my butt. Well, here I am. Hold my microphone. Take off this earpiece. Do your thing, brother. And it isn't because I'm trying to be all Tommy Tough Butt. It's because I'm sick of these people. When you catch them in their own lies, then they get mad at you. And what do they want to do? They want to cause you physical harm. Well, you can't do that to me. You don't have the skill set, my friend. The only people that can do it are the people that are training a lot. And I mean a lot. And even some of them are going to get the surprise of their lives. I'm not going to be pushed around. I don't know how you feel. But I'm not going to be pushed around. I'm not going to have people tell me what to say on my Facebook page, tell me what to say on my Twitter feed, and when they come back hard at me and people go, Kevin, I can't believe that you said that. That's just so mean or whatever. Screw you. That you don't have to follow me on Twitter or Facebook or radio or anywhere else or TV. If you don't like what I say, go find something else to do because I'm not changing. It's just not going to happen. Look, these people don't want to celebrate President's Day because of Barack Obama. What do you not like about this man? Just give me one thing. Oh, well, he did this to a woman. Did he do it to you? Has it been proven? No, none of these things. So if you can't prove it and nobody else is complaining, you need to move on. Now, what's next? You don't like his foreign policy, the fact that he brings money to the table? You don't like his economic policy and how our economy is looking right now in America? You don't like that? You don't like your 401k, your stock, whatever you're buying? What do you not like? Just give me a reason. Give me a reason to love you back. Boom, boom, boom. It cracks me up. I listen to Joy Reid and these stupid leftists. Gun control and shooting up school like it's Donald Trump's fault. Oh, yeah, that never happened until Donald Trump became president. Now, gun control, gun control, gun control. Barack Obama had a chance to do gun control. What did he do? Obamacare. Obamacare. Now, which was more important, Obamacare or gun control? Apparently, Obamacare. And when did he work on gun control? How many school shootings, mass shootings did this man preside over? He did nothing. They don't want anything, folks. All they want to do is complain. You want to solve the problem, which is liberalism.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177 or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. the best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. The Parkland shooting provides a short little respite, a reprieve, if you will, from the bad news of Democrats on Russia. Russia collusion. Think about it. 13 indictments. Get to that more in just a bit. But 13 indictments. And what are these guys talking about? They're talking about the Parkland shooting and guns. And just so you guys are aware, the Democrats have proven, the leftists, the progressives, they will not stop until they get your guns. Trust me, it will never end. The shootings that happen every single day, handguns in Chicago, Detroit, Philadelphia, you know, whatever, all over the country, they don't say a word. One school gets shot. Tragically so. 17 people killed, whatever the number ends up being. And they have a, oh my gosh, the guns, the AR-15. You got, what's his face? Kasich in Ohio talking about, what would it do to you if you got rid of an AR-15? Nothing. We'll make an AR-16 or an AR-18. Well, what does the AR-15 have to do with anything? I've given you stats. Less than rifle gun death per day in America. 300 a year. More people die of accidents in a day. More people die of car crashes in a day. More people die of poisonings. More people die of medical malpractice in a day than get killed by rifles all year. Handguns, which they claim they don't have a problem with. Do you know how many people are shot and killed? That's a Chicago weekend. They don't say anything until it's tragically a long gun, a rifle. It's nothing but a rifle. An AR-15 is a rifle. It's not even that big of a deal. There are more powerful rifles in the country than an AR-15. I mean, I don't know where these guys go to school, but that's just a rifle. And I don't know if you've ever really looked at a rifle, but if you shave down the barrel and you cut the stock, it's a pistol. It's a powerful pistol. The only thing that giving it length does is lengthen the range of the shot. That's it. That kid could have easily taken a pistol and done identically the same thing. He wasn't sniping. He wasn't shooting from 300 yards away. He was shooting at point blank range. What do they think is going to happen? I think Rand Paul or somebody said, what difference would it have made if he couldn't have gotten an AR-15? What else would he have been able to do? Do you want him to have bolt action? Is that what it is? It wouldn't have mattered. Holy cow. And now they say, Trump doesn't care. He gave a speech and he didn't care. Yeah, they said, his otherwise stoic air, it was unclear whether he was stumbling over the words on his teleprompter or displaying emotion. His shoulders slumped heavily as he walked away from the podium, but that may have reflected the uncomfortable questions about gun control that reporters were shouting at him at the time. Gun control. Let me tell you something. There is no way in AT double cricket socks I give up a gun. I will absolutely destroy you if you try to take them. If you say you got to turn them in, I'm not turning any in. So here's the deal, leftists. Take them. Come take those 800 million guns that exist from law-abiding citizens and try to make some kind of an issue over it. Because let me tell you something. This is not going to be Thailand. This is not going to be Russia. This is not going to be the Soviet Union or places where they take your rifle away. And then they destroy everybody who talks against the government. Because you all know who's going first. Kind of sounds a little bit like me and others, Limbaugh and Ingram and you know, Levin and Hannity and others. They want your guns, and they aren't going to do anything until they get it unless you change their culture. Gun control nuts. That's what they are. They are gun control nuts. Anybody that doesn't understand that a gun allows you to protect your person and to protect your property is a gun control nut. Don't tell me what kind of gun to own to protect my person or to protect my property. Law-abiding gun owners are the reason that America has remained safe since we began as a country. We are the reason, not the military, not the government. And not these unarmed sissies that just, for whatever reason, you don't want to deal with guns. That's your problem. It's unbelievable that we have to, they call it common sense gun control. How about common sense leftist control? Every time we hear about one of these clowns that shoots up something, it's either, oh, they were off their meds or whatever. Democrats shut down the system that would allow somebody to be put away in the insane asylum and looked at and understood and given, you know, whatever drugs they need to take to be good, solid citizens. So now these people walk the streets. And then they claim, oh, well, you know, they can't, those people can't get guns. If you want to get a gun, it's like saying you can't get dope. You're 13 years old and you can't get dope. You can get dope. You can get cigarettes. You can get hookers at 13 if you want them. The left, they give you all these, the things that the indulgences and then go, oh, you can't have it. They make laws that say, oh, you can't have this or that. The laws are there to be followed. And you know why? Who doesn't follow the laws? Everybody really want me to go into that? Who wants to allow for illegal immigration? Who wants to allow for refugees to come over, however they decide, without any checks or balances? Who is always looking at ways to thwart the law? I think you know the answer. It's lunacy that we engage in these discussions. Every time a leftist tells you gun control, you should yell in their face. If you think you're ever going to get my gun, you tried, you crazy leftist, you gun control freak. Because that's what you are. If you want to control a gun from somebody having the ability to protect themselves, you are a freak. Because law-abiding gun owners commit such a minuscule amount of crime, it's ridiculous. If you want to take guns away, you are a rape culture person because you want women to be raped. You want black people to be subservient. Guns and the NRA are the reason why black people remained free. You racist. See how that works? It's not that tough. Common sense says, I'm going to use whatever at my disposal to protect myself. I'll put it to you this way, folks listening to this program. You are not the baddest people on the planet. If somebody wants to break into your house, force you to do something, force your family to do something, force the dog to do something, there is little you can do. But if you have a gun, you are an equalizer. There are many guys out there that are bad to the bone. I know bunches of them. And every single one of them that I know, and I have been in the ring with them, I've been, you know, hanging out with them, I've traveled with them, the baddest guys on the planet, respect your gun. And another thing they respect, your ability to use it. It isn't holding it sideways like the thug. I tell black people all the time to talk about white folks this, and we gonna take over, and they gonna do this. I'm like, let me tell you something. White people go to the range, they shoot every day, and they can put in a 50-cent, you know, grouping, they can shoot lights out. Don't talk to me about who's gonna win in a gunfight. You are gonna get shot, Negro. So shut up. And when all this gun control stuff is off the plate, you know what we're going to be talking about again? We're going to be talking about Russia. We're going to be talking about how the Democrats colluded and how Obama let the Russians get away with what they got away with.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Welcome back, everybody. In case you're wondering why the media cycle was so enamored with Parkland when they had 13 indictments of Russians, why would you not want to talk about that?
It was also interesting to hear Rod Rosenstein specifically say that there was nothing in this indictment that any Americans wittingly colluded or dealings with Russians. This indictment, he kept saying.
Very good point. The indictments to come and probably convictions, criminal pleas, will provide more details very likely about that topic. And I think it is almost certain, in my own view at least, that there will be more indictments and convictions relating to the Russian interference and attack on our democracy and also potential collusion involving the Trump campaign. Investigations proceed in stages. They focus on different facets. Just because this indictment has no mention of collusion or of knowing participation by Americans doesn't mean it isn't going to happen in the next indictment. And the involvement, even if the term unwittingly is used to describe it at this point, of Americans is very, very telling.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Oh, it's very telling, all right. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Just because there's nothing in this indictment doesn't mean that there's not more to come in whatever might be in the next indictment. That is, if there is even a next indictment. And oh, by the way, more details to follow. And I love this. Almost certain there will be more indictments and convictions and collusion involving the Trump campaign. First of all, there has been no collusion involving the Trump campaign. There have been no convictions. There have been 13 indictments of people who are never going to face the American justice system. Who is Mueller kidding? Nobody's in custody of these Russian people that supposedly influenced this election. And they're never going to be in custody. They're comfortably in Russia, and they will travel to the United States at some point, and it'll be a joke. The idea, oh, there's some Russian people that put up some negative this or that, is so ridiculous. You get it. You get it. Let me tell you what else the game is. The game is to extend this out as far as they possibly can. Robert Mueller should be ashamed of himself. He should be arrested for what he's done. 13 indictments, symbolic in nature only, just to say, see, we got indictments. Wait a minute. I thought you were getting indictments against Donald Trump colluding with the Russians. Now you're saying, no, he didn't collude with them, but now that we've been digging, we found this. It's like Ferguson. You know, we didn't find any racial stuff, but hey, let's go check the emails of every staffer in the city and see if we can find something. So they do. But you know what ultimately happened in Ferguson? Darren Wilson was freed. He was vindicated. This is identically the same. Let's get something so we can hang our hats on it and say, look at what came out of it. Nothing has come out of it. No collusion, no impact on the American electoral system. And the only thing that has impacted the American electoral system is the crooked nature of the left. These Democrats who tried, like you wouldn't believe, in ways that you couldn't even imagine if you had the imagination of Stephen King and Robin Cook and who's, give me some other good authors, some Arthurs, as my great aunt would say. Whoever, they couldn't come up with a story like this if you put a gun to their heads. The only Russian collusion, the people who really tried to upset the Democratic Republic, I should say, is the left. And they do it every single election. They pour money in. They pour in voters. They bring in black people by the busloads and tell these silly Negroes, you better go earn your money over there. We got chicken, too, and Kool-Aid. And they head over. And that's what they do. Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, that whole crew, the FBI, they were all colluding together to keep Donald Trump out. And here's what's sad. The only reason why they aren't blowing the lid on this is they know the minute that they indict the real people, the lid blows off the Democrat Party. But guess what, America? Carl, you out there? It's coming. For the people that don't know the Carl reference, you don't get it. Carl's one of my listeners who says, Kevin, nothing's going to happen. Something's going to happen. See, you can't – what you have to look at, folks, forget looking at the outrage around 13 unnamed Russians. Oh, these Russians had something to do with it. These Russians got nothing to do with this case. What they're doing is they're milking it. They're trying to figure out how long can we go before we finally have to go after the real people. Why hasn't anybody gone after Steele? He wrote a fake dossier and did whatever he did. Why hasn't anybody gone after the Fusion GPS guys? They've trotted Podesta back out there just recently. We got a clip from him where he's, trying to rationalize, well, the Russians did it. If the Russians were doing it, they started it in 2014 under Barack Obama. Does anybody remember what Barack Obama said when he got asked if the Russians could interfere? He says, they can't possibly interfere in our electoral process. So which is it? They can or they can't? None of this points to Donald Trump. It points to the feckless, worthless Barack Obama and his entire administration. And he's not going to have his cake and eat it too. What it tells you, people, pay attention. It tells you the Democrats are reaching the end of the road. That's what it's telling you. And that's what's happening. 13 Russians. Is the name Vladimir Putin on there? It is Medvedev. Whose name is on there that's of any consequence that you're going to go, ooh, well, that's a mean-spirited Russian right there. Is Drago on there? What about his wife? What about his trainer? After all, he killed Apollo Creed. Where are the Russians that are of any significance to you or to me or to anybody else in this indictment? Somebody help me. They don't exist. Now, the left is going to make them bigger than life. Oh, we got to continue this. There's more to come. There's more to come. So we've got the FISA memo that they say is a big nothing burger. They released their memo that's full of, secrets that they can't get out there. And that ruse didn't work. Have you heard anything about that? Well, they won't let us see the memo and all this. No, because it's gone. It's dead. They can't have anything that sticks because you're too smart. The media can't help them. So they got 13 indictments. Not a Trump person, not a Trump satellite in anywhere in view. You know what's being discussed right now? Him and that. Come on, y'all, stay with the preacher. I'm the one preaching up here. Michael Flynn. You know what Michael Flynn is doing? Michael Flynn is about to sue every one of these people in the food chain. Michael Flynn's going, what? Every time he learns something new, he finds out how much he was set up. Set up by of McCabe, set up by the FBI apparatus. They got people that are talking in contradictions. One guy says one thing, Comey dispels that myth. Michael Flynn should have never been in the spotlight. He's about to be free. How are they going to rationalize that? Oh, well, we had to let Michael Flynn go. Interesting. Who else is going to be free? Who else will be vindicated when this is all said and done? Ask yourself, why these delay tactics? Why? What is it that they're concerned about? And the reason why I've said Flynn is a big piece of this puzzle is because Flynn had a case against the government. I mean, they had a case against him. He was about to take his plea, and Robert Mueller went, no, let's not do that. Ask yourself, why is Mueller suddenly, Mr. I'm on the case of looking for this, why is he suddenly issuing all these documents saying, no, Michael, you're free to go. You're free to go. Let me tell you why. Because if they still have Michael Flynn in the system, he can then say, I want discovery. I now want to know how everything got to this point right here. Now, I don't know. I'm not a legal beagle. Maybe somebody's a legal person that can help me out. 844-551-8255. But I believe Mueller is saying to Flynn, we're going to let you off the hook because you've been wronged and you are entitled to understand how that occurred. How did they get information on me that, quite frankly, was innocent, you know, in my conversations, and you use my language to trap me. But how did you have information about what I've done anyway? And I believe releasing those documents will be so damning to the left that they say, we better let this dude go, and we better let him go fast. Now, if Flynn's smart, he's going to say to the Clintons and everybody else, I ain't going nowhere unless y'all, unless they say in black talk, unless somebody give me some money. Because I wouldn't go anywhere. I'd be like, oh, no. You better call up the Clinton Foundation or call up Barack Obama and have them put some money on pallets in front of my house. They could be in Swiss francs and German Deutschmarks or euros. I don't really care. But I better have millions of dollars sitting in my backyard. I ain't going nowhere. 13 Russian indictments. These guys want to talk about the Olympics. They want to talk about the Parkland shooting and gun control, when they should be talking about all these indictments.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, that's radio.recordedvideo.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361 for hot and cold therapy. sunny-bay.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The Russians tried to disrupt our democracy, they say. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Last time I checked, isn't that what the Russians have always tried to do? Isn't that, by the way, what the Chinese have tried to do? Isn't that what the North Koreans have tried to do? Isn't that what the Iranians have tried to do? What are these people talking about? Glad you guys are here at KJ Radio. com 844-551-8255 if you want to contact me, the show, any of us. Look, what a farce. The Russians tried to disrupt our democracy on social media. Who knew? I mean, get rid of the spies. Let's stop playing all the different clandestine spy versus spy games that we've been playing for decades. And let's just go to social media. Let's use Facebook. Oh, I know. Most of the attacks on Facebook and Twitter were against Donald Trump. They were not pro-Hillary, in fact, but let's not let the facts of that spoil anything, because the left have to promote their crazy ideology by way of the Russian ruse. They want to make America believe that the Russians, with just over $1.5 million of advertisements on Facebook, disrupted the election that Hillary Clinton was slated to win under any terms. This deck couldn't have been more stacked. How fragile we must be, folks, if $1.5 million of social media ads, marketing by the so-called Russians, is what it takes to turn over this democracy. If we are indeed this fragile, how do we get there? Who do you blame? I have an idea. Maybe it's leftism, or, you know what, maybe we aren't quite as fragile as they believe us to be, at least not on this side of the aisle, not on the side of truth, on the side of lies. If they want to be that fragile, let them be that fragile. But we're not. There's not a Russian. What is a Russian going to tell me about America that's going to make me feel bad about?
Kevin, you do realize that you have won the Olympics more times than you should.
Okay, guilty, guilty. You know, what are you going to tell me?
You no longer have the fastest sprinters in the world. Usain Bolt, go Jamaica. Oh, my God, I'm so demoralized.
What are you going to tell me, Ruski?
You tell me that my vodka not good as yours? Okay, I get it.
But you know what? It's okay. What? We can OEM it, right? Isn't that what Kirkland does? Kirkland OEMs Grey Goose or Kettle One. They don't make it. They just stick the name, you know, Kirkland brand on it. So we don't even need to make our own vodka. We can just relabel what the Russians or the French are doing and have just as good a vodka. Something tells me Stolichnaya will sell me vodka. I put it under the Kevin Jackson name. People buy because they're fans of Kevin Jackson. Thank you very much, Vlad. So what do I need from the Russians? What could they possibly tell me? $1.5 million. That's not even a down payment on Kevin Jackson.
Him and I. Him and I.
I know. The Russians were sneaky this time. That's what my producer's like, Kevin, they were sneaky. Look, I get it. They're sneaky. That's why we call them Ruskis. Because Ruski, the root word of Ruski is sneaky and Gladvian. Okay? Latin and Blackvian or something. The root word of Ruski means sneaky people, sneaky Russian people, okay? They pretended to be Americans. That's how you did not know. When you were looking at those Facebook ads that said, hey, I hate Donald Trump. Donald Trump's a terrible person, man. He sucks. Donald Trump likes to, you know, mess around with hookers. And Donald Trump is, you know, he's an idiot. Who knew? Those were Russians pretending to be Americans. Leftist Americans, yeah. I can't tell the difference between Vladimir Putin and Adam Schiff personally, unless you guys can. Other than Adam Schiff's got those big old Pekingese eyes. I'm sorry, but he does. He looks like a pig. He's always excited. like he's been caught. How long do Democrats think they can continue this ruse? I'm just curious. I wonder if somebody could give me an answer. Had a couple of tweets. Peter Douche's liaison is what this guy goes by. He tweeted, a $2 billion political campaign can't compete with 13 guys with dank members. They just can't. 13 Russians that you know, nobody even knows. I mean, these are obscure Russians. Holy cow, do I have to commit their names to memory? I'm not going to do it. Look, I have enough trouble with Muslim names. Muhammad, Nassim, Hassam, Balam, Ali, Kalam, Haha. No, I'm not committing. Okay, I've got Kate, what is it, Sheikh Muhammad, Al-Abisi or whatever. I'm not remembering these names. It's too much to put on the mind of a black man doing radio. You know, if your name is Jerry Johnson, boom, I got you, bro. I got you. Loretta Lynch, boom, you're in the house, girlfriend. Rod Rosenstein,
I got you R squared, but I'm not going to remember all these other names, these Ruskies, you know, with 14 different consonants looped together and in need of a vowel or two. Uh-uh. Too much on the brain. Stolichnaya, not going to happen. Tchaikovsky, I don't even know if those are those are Russians, right? Tchaikovsky. Try to spell Tchaikovsky. Come on. No, do it phonetically. Don't pretend you knew the T was there. Tchaikovsky. Or Patoli. Toli. With a P in front of it. You go, what? What's with the P? Like Russians had a sale on consonants, and somebody goes, you better get more consonants with your toilet paper and your vodka today, okay? Okay, I'll do it for you, honey. Yep. $2 billion political campaign. Hillary Clinton ran the most expensive campaign in the history of man and had everything to cheat. Cheated in ways that you as a human being wouldn't even know how to cheat. You didn't even know that stuff existed. Bleach bit. How many people knew what bleach bit was until Hillary did? How many people went, I can delete my emails and nobody will get them? How many people even thought that was possible? Because it's not, okay? Bleach bit. How many of you have ever taken a hammer to your phone, your mobile phone? I got 15X mobile phones around, man, and I've never taken a hammer to one. They're still sitting around. I took the batteries out. So we got Hillary Clinton spending well over a billion dollars to get elected, even cheating and scamming against the American public. And they want to tell you that the Russians were so powerful, they influenced all this stuff. Forget these illegals that voted, got driver's licenses in states and voted. Forget these re-enfranchised criminals that they got out of prisons to vote. Forget the shuffling around of voters from state to state that got lined up in buses and voted all over the country. And the same thing with the Antifa and the various other millennials and Black Lives Matter. Everything stacked against Donald Trump. Forget all the violence that they put against Trump people and the threats of violence and so on and so forth. It was the Russians, man. Who knew they had that kind of power? These suckers are powerful. I don't know of a Russian superhero, but there's got to be one. Is Black Panther a Russian superhero? Or is that just black? Any black Russians? Just saying. Powerful people. Andrew Klavan said this. Just read the Mueller indictment start to finish. The Russians wanted to spread disinformation in order to turn Americans against one another. They could have just gotten jobs at CNN. Boom. How true is that? Misinformation? Stir up strife against, you know, fellow Americans? How about Black Lives Matter? How about Antifa? How about the charter, if you will, of the Democratic Party? That's what spreads information, misinformation. And, of course, all the complicit media, including social media. If anybody was helping spread misinformation, I guarantee you Facebook was one of them. Robert Barnes said this. He says, which is a greater threat to American democracy? A few foreign trolls with low-level social media accounts trying parodies and fake protests, or the highest ranks of the FBI, CIA, DOJ shading an investigation to immunize one candidate and smear and spy on the other candidate? I give you the truth. Can you dig it? I mean, how far do you want to go with this, Democrat leftist? If you're listening to this program, explain to me how you would be looking at this if we flipped the players and Donald Trump was doing all the things that we're talking about and with the media complicity, as well as the DOJ, the FBI, and the CIA, and the FISA courts, etc. How would you feel? What would you be saying then? Would you be so free to just ignore it? I don't think so. I think you'd be up in arms. And here's the difference. We on the right, we would be right with you, up in arms, saying we want Trump out. We believe this is a criminal matter, blah, blah, blah. More to come.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.